Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mahomes in trouble, and it's Suggs up top. Smith in there as well. And they take the Chiefs right off the field. Three plays and a punt on the way.
Third and five. Flushed out, no chance. Taken down. That is Suggs, the 16-year veteran. A fourth and 10. And here they come. Mayfield's pass is intercepted by Mosley. And the Ravens are going to take the division.
We hearken back to the good old days of about 4 months ago. Terrell Suggs sacks against Kansas City and the Falcons and C.J. Mosley, which might be the defining play of his Ravens career, the interception against Baker Mayfield that sealed the division championship for the Ravens in 2018. Why are we playing these highlights, you ask? Well, Terrell Suggs, we'll be seeing him week two.
Yep.
With the Arizona Cardinals and C.J. Mosley. Come on down Thursday night, December 12th. At M&T Bank Stadium, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Schedule release for the NFL is now official. We were getting Vinny dribs and drabs yesterday and sharing it with the people. And most of that information turned out to be reliable, of course. Mm-hmm. But now we know officially what the Ravens are going to be doing week to week, game to game. Now, of course, flex possibilities could change things throughout the course of the year. But for the first time since 2012, and for the fourth time ever in a 16-game schedule, the Ravens will have a balanced schedule, meaning home game, road game, home game. You get the picture. First of all, before we analyze a breakdown and we'll get into record predictions, even though it's kind of a moot point because the draft hasn't happened yet, we don't know what the Ravens are going to look like when they face the Dolphins in Miami on September 8th, but it's fun to do. The balanced schedule, you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a...
Where you don't get two or three home games consecutive or three or four
on
the road.
I mean, when I saw it, it was like, okay. You know, I mean, you play the schedule. It is what it is. When you look at... You know, I would imagine that they were probably hoping that West Coast trip that they'd have them back-to-back and then you just stay out there. Road trips at Miami, first game of the season, not a big deal. At Kansas City, not a big deal. At Pittsburgh, not. At Seattle, hoofta. That's a long, long flight. That's 5.5 hours. And then they have a bye the following week, which makes it good. Then at Cincy, at the Rams, you know, that's a long flight for a Monday night game. And, all right, you're playing 8:30 Baltimore time, 9:30. You're getting home 6 a.m. Tuesday, and then you got a home game. You know, for the coaching staff, makes it really difficult at Buffalo, at Cleveland. So, I mean, you've got a Seattle and the Rams away trips, which are a pain in the ass. And only one of them is really a pain in the ass because after Seattle, you got a bye. But that Rams game, at the Monday night, getting back late, that's hard. That's hard. Because as a player, you know, you got to sleep on a plane. You got bumps, bruises coming back from a Monday night game. And come Wednesday, you got to practice again. Not that easy. Not that easy.
So the schedule is out. The Ravens balanced schedule. We knew the opponents, and you knew there was going to be a degree of difficulty. Now you know when and what time they're going to be playing some of these teams. Three primetime games all after the bye, Vinny Serrato. You surprised the Ravens didn't get more or less. And no Steelers in primetime for the first time since 06.
Yeah, Steelers are playing the Bengals on a Monday night. That's usually the Ravens.
Yeah, that's a snooze fest.
Yeah.
At least on paper.
There are a lot of games. You know, I think they don't. What the schedule tells me early on, Bob, is You know, you got 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock. All right? They're not sure on Lamar Jackson either. That's what that tells me. They're not, because you look at Cleveland. You look at Cleveland. Week 2, Monday night. Week 3, Sunday night. Week 5, Monday night. Okay, they expect them at least to be relevant early.
Yeah, 3 of the first 5 weeks, like you said, they're on prime time. And they've had, what, 11 prime time games in the last decade plus combined?
So the TV tells you a lot what people think of your team. I mean, because I guarantee you, you look at the Bengals have a Monday night game against the Steelers week 4. And then that's it. That's it. You know, so I mean, they're I got the Bengals 2-14.
First of all, correct me if I'm wrong, everybody gets at least one primetime game.
Or the Thursday night.
Yeah. They got the obligatory one.
When do they play on Thursday? They got to play Thursday, the Bengals.
Nah, none.
How do they not play on Thursday?
I don't think it's a prerequisite that happens anymore. You get one primetime game, and theirs is Monday at Pittsburgh, September 30th.
Yeah, they don't play on Thursday.
No, they do not. Because Thursday's now become a bigger deal. Like, Fox has it, and they do the pregame show with Strahan and Howie and Terry Bradshaw. They've built this up to be kind of second, if you will, to Sunday Night Football as the marquee game of the week, national.
Bob, the Bengals, basically every game other than the Monday night game is 1 o'clock. I mean, at Seattle, it's 1 o'clock in Seattle. That's the only reason they're playing at 4 is because they're on the West Coast, but they're playing, you know, their West Coast games are 1 o'clock. I mean, the Bengals, I think TV thinks like me, like 2-14 kind of thing. Now, Pittsburgh's on Monday night, week 4, Sunday night, week 6, Monday night, week 8. And then, Bob, after that, well, they've got Thursday, week 11. So, I mean, I guess with Big Ben and stuff and their offense.
And if you look, too, Vinny, at the December 1st game Steelers were talking about against Cleveland, 425, that's going to be the NFL game of the week sort of thing. That's going to be the marquee matchup of that day.
I know, but, yeah.
I mean, East Coast, 425, that's going to be the game that they want being – the national right. One.
Yeah, because you make a good point on the Ravens, Bob. I mean, we're 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock. At Seattle is 425, which is 1
it's
o'clock.
Out west.
Right. And then week 9, New England, is Sunday night. So, I mean, that'll be a big game. And then 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, Monday night at the Rams. 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, Thursday night. Jets. So, yeah, then 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock. But they, like you said, some of those could be flexed. And we just don't – do we have good Lamar? We have bad Lamar? What do we have?
To be determined.
Right. And that's what TV's saying. They're saying that maybe by the end of the year, you know, he's kind of gotten it right.
And I think to your point, as we look at all the primetime games after the bye, if the Ravens, and we'll get into record predictions, it's a futile experiment, but we're going to do it anyway because that's what we do. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haiti. Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Landline. On this Tartar Request Thursday, pick a song. Tim will play it for you. Let's say hypotheticals. 7 games before. Say they're 5-2. Then things coming out of the bye. Now they look like a flex possibility.
No doubt.
Let's see, the Cleveland game on the 22nd, certainly the Steelers at the end. I mean, all of these games have the Houston, who knows? All of these games have the potential to maybe be flexed into more prime time situations. Or if they suck before the bye, they get flexed out of some of these prime time situations, as we saw back in 2015.
Bob, how about they have 5 December games? How about that?
Yeah.
5 December games. That's pretty interesting.
3 at home because of the balanced schedule that they're dealing with.
A very balanced schedule. And, Bob, I broke it down. They're playing 11 good quarterbacks, and four not so good. You know, I mean, Miami, Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick could be great or he could be horrible.
Right.
You know, and then Arizona, we don't know. If it's the chosen one, not good.
Probably Kyler Murray, we're guessing.
Yeah, and then Cincinnati twice.
You're not buying Andy Dalton at this stage of his career?
I've got him 2-14.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.